The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Is it a veteran who died serving this country, defending freedom? If so, carte blanche to remember that fortitude, to remember that unbelievable sacrifice. With Todd Mitchell. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Scott.
I'm Scott Hannon. And this is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's honor vets. Let's remember those who have served headed into this Memorial Weekend. You're having a particular little gathering of sorts where you live, or want to tell us about where you're going and how you'll celebrate Memorial Day. Love to hear that, too. Lynn Helms will join us at the bottom of the hour, the director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division. Been in that post since the late 90s, also the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Look forward to our conversation with Lynn coming up, who spoke yesterday to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference about five generations of this level of oil and gas activity and prosperity to come at today's technology. Imagine that. Wrap your mind around that a little bit. It's hard to. I mean, I looked at his chart and I saw 2050 up there, and we're still at 1 million barrels a day in 2050. And of course, it continues to rise above that between now and then. And that's again at today's technology, today's recovery. So pretty extraordinary. We'll talk with Lynn about that at the bottom of the hour. What'd you think of Dr. Carson? What'd you think of his message saying it's up to us? Someone said he can run for president. What? Can you fix the mess? No, we all have to do it together. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Jason, traveling near Rugby and listening on 550K Fire. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to call in today to honor a veteran that I had served with in Iraq in 2006. The unit was Alpha Company 164th Engineers out of Minot, and the soldier was Specialist Michael Hermanson. He was killed 8 years ago today. And what had happened was the patrol he was in was on a patrol late at night north of Baghdad, and they got ambushed by insurgents. They were hit by two IEDs, small arms fire. And Michael was sitting in a gunner's seat. He was the gunner that night, and a rocket-propelled grenade hit his turf that he was sitting in. It's what killed him. So I wanted to honor him, and I wanted to honor all the guys that I served with in that unit. Just the bravest bunch of guys I have ever known and ever will know.
I know his parents, and I had a chance to meet them after they lost Michael. And I remember that very well, in the sense that it was sort of one of the early casualties that brought the reality of the war on terror home. And now we're at 7,000. 7,000 have died either in Iraq, Afghanistan, or since 9/11 in the war on terror, defending this country. And Specialist Hermanson was one of those early ones as well, when you knew this was going to take some sacrifice, and it has. For the first time, by the way, ever, they're reading the names of all 7,000 at the Vietnam Memorial Wall this weekend. Great effort that they're taking on. Actually, it'll happen tomorrow in a ceremony. Jason, thanks for doing that, remembering Specialist Hermanson, and encourage others as well. Whatever conflict, whatever family members, friends, folks you served with, our little way to make sure we remember what Memorial Day is all about, and that is honoring those that died serving this country. Appreciate the call. Mike in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. Jay, the reason I called in was, I've never served in the military, so my son has just got out of the service and wanted to get veteran plates. So he went to the DOT to get them, and it's a $15 fee every year to register as a veteran to get veteran plates. And for a Purple Heart recipient, it's also $15 every year to get Purple Heart plates. But if you're a National Guard, it's a $5 fee, and it's only a one-time fee for National Guard soldiers. So I just don't understand. I mean, nothing against, you know, our National Guard or anything like that, but I just don't understand why they charge $15 for a veteran and $15 for a Purple Heart recipient, but only $5 for a National Guard recipient.
I don't get it either, and quite honestly, it would seem to me, Guard, active duty, whatever, don't charge them anything. I mean, there's a small way for...
No kidding.
You know, I get if I want some goofy vanity plate saying that I ought to pay.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that like that's a one-time fee, right?
Right. And you pay that extra for a vanity plate every year, but for, you know, especially a Purple Heart recipient, that's what really upset my son. And I do have a couple of senators that I know that I'm going to contact, and I'm going to try to contact everyone and try to get that changed. I mean, you know, I mean, those people shouldn't have to pay anything to register one vehicle. You know, give them one vehicle with the plates.
Chris, if you would, my brother Chris is our producer here for Todd and I on the show, and I'll ask him to reach out to the North Dakota Department of Transportation, try and get us an answer on that, even if we can before the end of the hour. We'll make a quick call here, and if not, next week, we'll do some checking on it, because it doesn't make any sense.
It's one thing if you want the Lewis and Clark plates or something. Yeah, you probably should be. But really, we're going to nickel and dime people with Purple Hearts? Come on.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't get it. Don't get the difference, and... I get why there's an annual fee, so we'll check it out. Appreciate you pointing that out. What else, Mike?
I'd also like to remember Jim Caroccio. He really was, he was also a prisoner of war and was just a great person who really tried to do a lot for veterans, especially over here in the Jamestown area. Just a heck of a guy. He's deceased now, but I just really like to remember him. He really had a lot to do with my son and my son actually getting into the military. And he was just a really remarkable person, just all-around person. So I'd really like to remember him.
Glad you did, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
BNSF tells us the railroad crossing on Main Street in Tioga is going to be closed for another week. So if you're downtown Tioga. Yeah. It'll be a little detour city there. Just wanted to pass that on to you today, all right? For our listeners at KTGO out of the booming city of Tioga, North Dakota, where, by the way, Kathy Nessa, I saw last night at the events of the Petroleum Conference. She's hosting the State Board of Higher Education next week in Tioga at Nessa Consulting. So we'll be there for that, too. Looking forward to it. Sue and Minot listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I was just sitting here listening to your show again. And all of a sudden, they started talking about Hermanson. My son served with him. And then I also would like to remember Larry Jacobson from Norman, North Dakota, who gave his life in Vietnam in an attempt to rescue wounded soldiers.
Wow.
And then I'd also like to remember a little bit different sort of a situation. David A. Burdall from Minot, North Dakota. Now, he is in a state where we don't know whether he's alive or dead or whatever. He's missing in action and has been since January of 72. He may be dead. He may be not. We just don't know.
Sue, thank you for those memories and those memorials and honoring those folks. Appreciate the call very much. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Let's go to George in Fargo, listening on AM 1100. The Flag wants to talk about our chat with Dr. Ben Carson. Go ahead, George.
Yes, good morning. I don't think the liberals, I think they would try their darndest not to let Mr. Ben Carson not only run for presidency, but win the presidency, because, you know, they could not use the prejudice word anymore against conservatives. But, you know, that would be probably the biggest drawback. The word prejudice they would not be able to use that anymore.
They don't get to decide who the Republican candidate for president is, do they?
Nowadays, I wouldn't hold my breath against anything that the liberals cannot do or get away with.
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, obviously he has strong opinions. The guy's never minced his words. But how he says what he stands for is what I think is pretty extraordinary by Dr. Carson. You know, he is disarming. You know, and he talks about in the book, as a doctor rather than a politician, I care about what works. Not whether someone has an R or a D after their name. and, you know, let's come together to solve problems. One of the reasons he was selected, you know, as only the second person ever to give the keynote address at a national prayer breakfast, only Billy Graham has that honor, is because of how dysfunctional Washington, D.C. was, and his idea was to go there and say, look, we got a big problem here, and you people need to figure this out. And that's why he was brought there. So I think I like his chances if he gets in the arena. And you know, I think we're kind of to the point where we need somebody that doesn't want the job. You know what I mean? And he doesn't want the job. You know, he'll go if asked. There's a draft of Ben Carson committee, and he obviously has a lot to offer. But I think he'd be hard for people to. You know, you're right. The fringe is going to attack him in many ways. They've done that, you know, already for him espousing the views that he has. But he really does it in a disarming way. It's pretty amazing. Appreciate the call, George. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks.
Orlin in Minot wants to weigh in here. And Sharon, north of Minot, waiting to weigh in, wants to honor a vet. Back to your calls coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here 20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. If you're heading out on the busy Memorial Day weekend, stop in, fill up. You know, those are the folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. 100% American-made fuel, which powers Main Street, by the way, in addition to your vehicle, going to see whoever you're going to see on this Memorial weekend. Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon, Valley City, Castleton, Wahpeton, Bemidji. You can find a location near you.
This guy gets a buck for each one he can remember to name. So he's trying to name them all.
If you're a little hungry, four for four. You only need $4 to eat. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Or if you're a morning person, the coffee, the breakfast pizza, the two cookies, four for four all day, every day. PetroServe USA. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Before I do that, it's normal and that's Friday. And I have a couple of things. One, I think it's normal, it's fun, it's good. It's a feel-good story that Todd found. And I've got one that I think is nuts. There's more coverage of the Kardashian Kanye West latest celebrity train wreck wedding than there are heroes who died serving America.
How long do you give them?
And memorial. Oh, just makes me want to hurl. I don't care. It's just ridiculous.
It's raining in Paris and they're sad already.
But thankfully, we have some good news. And for Vikings fans that thought we made the wrong pick, I think we have some news to combat.
It turns out Teddy Bridgewater is a bit of a mama's boy. Now, he's the guy who we drafted at quarterback and didn't draft Johnny Football, who's already got a bunch of Johnny Football names trademarked and stuff. Why do I say he's a mama's boy? If you check my page at KFYR.com or either of our social media, he gave his mom a 2015 pink, I mean, screaming Pink Panther pink Cadillac Escalade. And they did a Spike Lee video of the whole thing, A Promise to Rose. Now, that's sweet. You hear about all these guys who get into pro sports and do all this stuff for themselves. Here's a guy paying back his mama.
Good job. A little Kevin Durant-like.
Exactly.
Like that speech.
There you go.
That was good stuff. All right, back to the phones here. Let's see. Orlin Minot, listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I lost a classmate in Vietnam, Robert Syme, years ago. And the other thing I have is all this hullabaloo about these football and basketball teams' names. Who's going to stand up for all these animals? Is the animal activist going to do this? Like the Colts, Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, Bears, Lions, and Dolphins? Is all them going to have to be changed?
Political correctness is a disease. It's deadly. It's a giant waste of energy. We have a country, and you know, I got to say, I love baseball. But the President of the United States yesterday is giving a speech at the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, really? When you look at what we face in the way of crisis in the country, and he's talking baseball, and other people are signing letters saying the Washington Redskins name needs to change, and protests on the campus of the University of North Dakota. I'd worry more about the Indians in Medicine program and all the doctors that have been cranked out and all the good work they're doing to improve the lives of Native Americans, not some idiots, making up a stupid T-shirt. It is just nuts. It's crazy.
It is. It's crazy, and it's getting worse, and it's escalating. And pretty soon somebody's going to come up and say, all the animals are going to have to be changed on these football teams, basketball teams, and baseball teams. It's going to be a never-ending deal.
I'm with you, Orlin. Appreciate the call. Thank you, and thanks for honoring a vet today, our call today to remember a fallen hero, and welcome others to do the same at 800-228-0550.
Well, it's not like you've ever called your own show.
No,
so.
I know. Yeah, that's right. 701-258-0550. Normal or nuts, Senator Heitkamp, one of 50 senators that signed a letter calling on the NFL to get rid of the Washington Redskins name. Kenny says, let's get this straight. A Congress with an 8% approval rating wants to change the name of a football team that has a 90% approval by Native Americans whom the team is named after. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
How about that for perspective, huh?
Thank you, Kenny. Sharon, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Yes, I'm calling about my dad. He's a World War II veteran, 92 and a half years old. Purple Heart recipient, and I agree with the guy that called in about the license plate because he's had that experience also. So he gave up his Purple Heart plate and got a DAV one for free, which makes no sense at all.
So the DAVs are free, huh?
Well, I think that's what he told me. So,
interesting.
But the Purple Heart, they do charge for.
Makes no sense. And how is your dad doing?
Well, he's okay. He's on oxygen and, you know, 92.5, but everyone tells him he doesn't look it. But he's a strong patriot and, of course, upset with a lot of things that are going on in the world nowadays, but doesn't like to talk too much about his experiences that were pretty rough in those days.
Fantastic, Sharon. Please greet him for him. Thank him for his service. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Fantastic. All right, we have to go quickly here through the rest of these because we're up against the clock. So as quick as you can to remember a vet. David in Botno. Let's go to David next up here on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, David.
I'm calling from Botno, and I'd like to just honor four young men who I had the privilege of knowing. The first was my second cousin. This was very early in World War II, 1942, from Grand Haven, Michigan. And J. Wesley Lee was in the service, and he was drafted into the Air Force. And his very first mission, his plane disappeared, and he was never heard from again. And that was my second cousin. Later on, I was in Boston, Wisconsin. I served in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, rather, as a youth pastor. Young man by the name of Clay Watson was in Vietnam, and that was around 1967, and he was killed. A Winnebago Indian who was also in our youth group there, Elliot Decorah from New Lisbon, Wisconsin, the same period of time. And he was killed in Vietnam. And the one that probably was the closest to me was a Chippewa Indian from Ponema, Minnesota, Ronald M. Cloud, killed on July 4th, 1968. And all of those I knew or was related, of course, to the first one, and they all meant a lot to me, and I just want to honor them.
Thanks for doing that today, David. Appreciate it very much. Great call. Mike in Bismarck, got a half a minute for you here before our break. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. I just like to honor a couple of vets that went to Vietnam and never came back. They were friends of mine, and one was a neighbor, Roy Wagner of Bismarck. He was a neighbor. They used to have sell minnows in their backyard, and so when I was a kid, he used to go back there, and Roy would give me a minnow to take care of for the day. And Donnie Vollmer, a friend of mine, and his brother is a very good friend of mine, and just want to remember them.
Glad you did. We ought to, because not only those that didn't come home from Vietnam deserve our gratitude. How about those that did and were treated very poorly by this country, unfortunately? Can never get that out of my mind. Appreciate the call.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I want recognized is Orrin Olson. He was born on a farm near New Rockford. In World War II, he became a B-25 pilot. He was flying out of Corsica into bombing targets in Italy. On his last mission, he flew 49 missions, and on his 50th mission, he was bombing a bridge near Verona, Italy. It was July 26, 1944. His plane was hit in the right engine. He kept control of the plane until the surviving crew could bail out, and he rode the plane in and was killed. So, and that's Orrin Olson. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you for remembering a veteran as we headed to Memorial Weekend, one that served the... and died for this country. Appreciate that very much. All right, telephone numbers 800-228-0550. We're pleased to welcome Lynn Helms back to the program, Director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, Oil and Gas Division, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, one of the keynote speakers at yesterday, or the just wrapped up yesterday, three-day Williston Basin Petroleum Conference that he and the Department of Mineral Resources co-host, along with the North Dakota Department of, or rather the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Lynn, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'm excellent. It's a beautiful day in North Dakota.
It sure is. Heading into a great weekend. What's your takeaway from the conference?
Well, can I recognize a veteran before we go there?
You sure can. Love
All right. My Uncle Bruce was in the day two of the D-Day invasion and drove a bulldozer and helped build the roads to get the boys up off the beach. And then he fought in the Battle of the Bulge, but he survived and came home to raise a family in northwestern South Dakota.
So, amazing.
What's one of the good stories.
Think about that D-Day invasion and that whole greatest generation. They always say not only saved the country, came back and built the country, you know?
You better believe that.
Pretty phenomenal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, great. Appreciate you doing that. Yeah, what do you, I mean, obviously you've hosted a lot of these and been on a lot of them, and this one was certainly by every standard, you know, bigger, better, and everything else, but I'm curious of your takeaway.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks for calling me a keynote speaker. That puts me with some incredible folks. I mean, I sat in on a lot of the talks, and the speakers at this year's conference were better than any group I've ever seen as a whole, and we've had great speakers in the past. I don't want to take anything away from them, but every session had people in it that could be a keynote speaker at a luncheon or a dinner almost anywhere in the country. It's wonderful to have number 22 behind us, and we're looking forward to more. We ended the conference at a total tally of 4,942, so we still have a little goal to shoot for maybe in 2 years, huh, to try to get over that 5,000 mark. We had 4,220 registered, 300 came to the Hannity session, 280 at the public sessions, and 142 fourth graders. So we had a wonderful time. And I always go down to the conference looking for a couple of things. One of them is to get the current mindset or attitude of the industry. And I was really impressed this year. You know, in 2010, 2012 sessions, it was hurry, hurry, hurry. This conference, it was a really positive, can-do attitude. We are here for the long haul. We plan to do this right. We're going to be here working with you for decades, and we are excited to build this industry and create jobs in North Dakota. So I was just really happy with the attitude that I got from vendors and operators and oil people at this conference. And then I like to go and see what the issues are and what the solutions are. And it was great to hear, you know, people talk about issues, but everybody was presenting solutions. The idea that we can do this in North Dakota and we can do it right. And, yeah, we do have infrastructure needs and we have all these needs, but we have solutions for them.
Yeah, I asked Harold Hamm yesterday on the program before he had a chance to address the group what keeps him up at night, and he said he's sleeping pretty well, mostly because of the resiliency of folks here in North Dakota. He talked some of it in his address about, you know, we obviously see these headlines about incidents that are going to happen, and you talked about that as well. You talked about, you know, some of the dangers that are out there that are part of this. But his point was, I think that you know, the resiliency is just able to take whatever comes. Are you as confident as he is?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. And, you know, I know there's been some folks in the media and other places that have said, well, our state leaders should predict emergencies. So if you look up the word emergency in the Webster Dictionary, you'll find out that it's an unpredictable event. So that doesn't make sense. But what I see is a real attitude to be prepared for things that come up and to react quickly and to take care of them and then, you know, log the lessons learned and do everything we can to prevent it from happening again. And I'm just very impressed with that. And so, like Harold, I sleep pretty well at night.
Len Helms, our guest, who is one of the, one of the better known regulators in the entire nation, has incredible knowledge of not only the oil and gas industry, but also works very hard to help folks outside the industry understand the big picture. And your address yesterday was a lot about what's ahead. So let's talk a little bit about your vision for what's ahead. For one, I heard you talk about five generations, and you're really talking about five generations at today's recovery rate, today's technology level, five generations. So it's hard to get my mind around that because we're really talking about beyond five generations of this level of activity and prosperity, aren't you?
Yeah, we really are, Scott. And, you know, I wanted to plant that vision in people's minds, though, that what we're building here is going to have a significant impact on our grandchildren's grandchildren. And that every day we need to think long term as we act short term. As we take action today, think about the long term impacts of what you're going to do today, whether it's driving a truckload of aggregate down the road or cementing a string of surface casing. It's got a long-term impact, and we want the best possible outcome. And of course, the biggest thing that's ahead that's going to extend that is enhanced oil recovery. And there was a lot of talk. There's a lot of buzz in that area, Scott. And you heard the CEO of Whiting. You heard Jim talk about that, the efforts that they're putting into finding a way to get more oil out of the Bakken and Three Forks. You know, our estimates have that number somewhere between 200 and 300 billion barrels of oil in place, and we're just scratching the surface with our 10 to 14 billion barrel recovery that we're expecting for primary. So tremendous amount of thought and investment is going into that biggest thing that's ahead, and that's enhanced oil recovery. That could extend it a couple of generations.
Yeah, right now today it's top 10 oil fields in the world ever discovered, top 3 in North America, and again that's at the current recovery rate. You know, I take that stat And also something Tony Clark said, that, you know, Texans like to brag that they're bigger than North Dakota in oil and gas production, and certainly at 2 million barrels per day, with us just getting the 1 million barrel, they have that bragging right. But Tony's point was, yeah, but per capita, we're 17 times bigger. I mean, just
I like that.
I love that stat, number one, because it says it's true. And, you know, the amount of in just the size and people and, you know, what we're doing here is pretty extraordinary.
Absolutely. And I was just reading this morning that Great Britain has now come out their geological survey and, you know, pointing to the way it's been done here in North Dakota, that they think they can take this technology and apply it to maybe 4 to 5 billion barrels of recoverable oil on the southern tip of the British Isles there. And Exxon has a major discovery in Argentina. It's not bragging or exaggerating to say that the folks that have done the Bakken here have changed the world. And and you heard Tom Petrie say this yesterday, talking about the entire energy dynamic of the globe is shifting with the discovery of how to produce shale oil and shale gas. And our security is much higher than it's ever been in decades. And the folks in Europe and in the Mid East are having to rethink how they're going to go about their energy business.
Yeah, folks talk about it belongs on the scale of, you know, what the internet did to bring about change, what the automobile did, what the light bulb did. You know, this technology has that kind of power to transform our future. That's pretty extraordinary, especially when I look at the chart again with today's technology that you shared, where you have I mean, what I was struck by is the current level of production and activity, you know, well past 2030, and at 2050, still 1 million barrels a day. Again, at today's technology rate, we start talking about enhanced recovery and some of the unconventional things that are being tested right now. The other plays out there, that's when you really can't even begin to quantify what's ahead, can you?
No, you can't. And, you know, back to the conference, Scott, we did something new and different. We added public education sessions, and we also added the ability for those folks that came to see Sean Hannity to go in and see the expo afterwards. And that was a really great idea. I'm not going to take credit for it, but it was a great idea. We had 280 people show up for those public education sessions. So there's still a lot of folks in North Dakota that want to learn about how this all works. It is a little bit mysterious how all the geology and engineering and drilling and hydraulic fracturing come together. And, you know, our organization has participated in over 80 town halls, and we had the same kind of turnout up in Grand Forks last fall when we were up there. So we're going to keep doing those town hall public education sessions. But the second thing I really like about them that I mentioned in our press time afterwards was that we don't just talk to the public. It's actually a listening session. And every question that's ever been asked at a town hall got recorded and got answered and is posted on the website for the Petroleum Council. So if you're curious about how all this works, or you got a question, there's more than likely the question and answer up on that website. But we're going to keep doing those town halls. It's important that the citizens of North Dakota understand what we're doing and support it and are really behind it.
A couple of the notes I took from your talk yesterday was one, how North Dakota is different in the amount of gas that comes up with the oil on the flaring issue. I want to talk about that. And also the first Tyler. I think I heard you say it's almost as exciting as some of the early days of the Bakken discovery. So we'll talk with Lynn Helms. Welcome your calls, too, when we continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We're chatting with Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission, Oil and Gas Division, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources on What's on Your Mind Today, recapping the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. It was record-setting attendance in Bismarck over the last couple of days, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, 701-258-0550. Always welcome your emails to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or drop a comment on our Facebook page. Brent in Bismarck has a question for Len. Go ahead, Brent.
Hi there. Just some simple math here. 3.5 billion barrels in the Bakken at 1 million barrels per day. That's only 10 years. I was just kind of wondering about that.
Thanks for asking that question, Brent. That's a great question. And actually, the USGS has upped their recoverable estimate to their bottom end estimate is now 7.3 billion barrels. Top end is 11. Our top end at the North Dakota Geological Survey is 14 billion. So it's going to produce for that, the curves that I presented yesterday showing a plateau for about 10 years and then a long decline match that 14 18 billion barrel number. And I think what's significant about that is it represents still only about a 5% recovery of our top-end oil-in-place estimate of 300 billion. So you're right. I mean, if you use the old small recoverable reserve number at a million barrels a day, it doesn't last very long. But as we're increasing the production, we're rapidly increasing the recoverable reserve numbers. And the one thing we do know is we've got a 300 billion barrel target in front of us.
Here's what I do. I apply change in a cell phone. If you go back to when we all started using cell phones, you could buy them for a lot of money in the mid '80s, right? And now they're free as long as you sign a contract, and you do everything a personal computer can do on them. That's about 30 years. So if we apply the brick phone with the big antenna coming out of it to now in 30 years, when we're already having pretty phenomenal over a million barrels a day for the next 30 years at today's recovery rate, and then say okay, use the equivalent change in technology of a cell phone to the oil and gas industry, and again, it gets stupid fast. It's just incomparable to impossible to even sit there and calculate.
I think that's a great analogy, Scott. The technology of the oil and gas industry evolves every bit as quickly as the communications industry does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. Okay, thanks for the call, Brent, by the way, and a chance for Linda to share the math with us. One stat that stuck out for me was that how unique North Dakota is when it comes to flaring. You compared to North Dakota, for instance, and how much gas comes up with the oil production there versus North Dakota, one of the reasons we have the challenge we do on flaring. Share that stat, Lynn.
Yeah, that's a great stat, and I just came up with this idea as I was preparing for the conference, but when we sat down and took a look at our natural gas production in North Dakota, we found that 99% of our natural gas comes up with a barrel of oil. And so that leads you to take a look at the other states, which have much lower flaring numbers, and try to see, what their situation is. And so comparing it, Texas, only 11% of their natural gas production is actually associated with oil. 89% of it comes from dry gas wells where there is, of course, no flaring because they don't produce them unless they have a pipeline. That's the only saleable product off the well. Colorado is 4%. So 96% of Colorado's natural gas has no oil with it. It's dry gas. And in Wyoming, it's 99% dry gas, only 1%. Of theirs is associated with oil. So we do have a bigger, more difficult problem to tackle, but the positive attitude that I got sitting and talking to the three or four CEOs that we had here in town and the people in the booths who have solutions for that, we are going to solve the flaring situation. There is tremendous dedication all the way up to the CEO and board level with these companies to get that gas capture back up above that 90% mark.
Last question in less than a minute for your answer, but you mentioned the Tyler Formation that we know about but don't hear as much about as we do, obviously some of the other plays. But you talked about it being almost as exciting as the Bakken. Give us a quick cliff notes on the Tyler and the latest.
Well, we are really bullish on the Tyler, Scott, and there are two wells drilled now, one completed. The production rate is low. It is not commercial at this production rate, but neither were the first 5, 6, 10 wells in the Bakken formation. Actually, the production on this Tyler well is pretty comparable to that first Bakken test in North Dakota. So what they did find is you got a system of rocks there that's saturated with oil, and there's a need to invest some money and time in figuring out how to drill and complete it. But it's going to mean big, important things for Slope County, some of those places that haven't participated in the Bakken and Three Forks boom. They're going to see some future activity. And so we're in the discovery phase on the Tyler, and it's all positive at this point.
Amazing. The future looks bright. And, Lynn, appreciate the update and the report from someone that knows the industry well. We appreciate you sharing your story with us and joining us today and always on the program.
Thanks for the opportunity. You bet. Have a great weekend and great Memorial Day. Remember my Uncle Bruce.
Absolutely. And all those heroes that served this great country. Appreciate that. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources.
And my Uncle Jerry.
There you go.
I remember my Uncle Jerry, too.
Got a lot of uncles. Can't start naming them. I'll be in trouble. God bless you, folks. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for listening.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.